The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench with you, hour number two. Later, Jim Ozarski will join us from Milwaukee to talk about the Bucks' problems and what's going on with them. They got their ass beat tonight by Toronto in Milwaukee, and they've dropped five in a row after winning three in a row. And, of course, you heard Giannis the other day say, it's not the end of the world. That was after they lost four in a row. And at what point does it become a problem, you know, because they're losing and they're not looking good at all. Now, they're going again tomorrow night against the Thunder. I'm sure they'll probably get their act together and finish them off and get back to winning, get in the win column at the very least. But we'll talk to him about their problems later this hour. So Brooklyn up 46-33. On the Lakers, and I'm just watching. Like, so take a look. Pope right now is arguing the call. Every single whistle, it doesn't matter. It is the easiest call in the world or the worst. They argue every single one, every single whistle. All you have to do is watch the game. Tell me I'm high. Tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I'm tripping, because I'm not. It's every single whistle. They complain. They cry about every call. I've never seen anything like it. Now, your boy LeBron, he's like, he's the master of ceremonies. Your boy is just absolutely, he's like Oscar winning. He's got it down to a science, manipulating the refs. He's got them literally in his pocket. He gets every call. And then he works them like, he jimmies the refs like no other. Oh, Harden to the 10, and he misses the layup, the duck, but he had a beautiful move. Beautiful move to get to the 10, but he missed it flat out. And then the other way, you get the Harold dunk. So that's a turnover or a miss and then a transition bucket. Caruso saved it from going out of bounds, threw it back in, and they get the dunk from Harold at the other end. So that looked like a layup for Harden. Easy points, easy money. Goes the other way and turns into a dunk for Harold and 2 points for the Lakers. But then your boy Joe Harris knocks down a three. God, Harris's numbers are phenomenal this year, Mafia. I sent you a story today at one point or another. Do you remember seeing that one of all of his numbers, his offensive numbers, shooting threes? I mean, everything is staggering what he's doing shooting the rock. The guy's just been like, and he really doesn't shoot that much. You know what I mean? But he does. He makes the most of his looks and he nails them and he buries and he daggers threes. And the guy is putting up just amazing numbers. I saw
53% from the field, 50% from three.
I mean, that's crazy, right? I mean, he's actually doing things that, you know, we haven't seen in a while. Guys shooting 50% from the floor and 50% plus from three. Who does that besides no one? It's crazy. 52-39 Nets. He just hit another one, your boy Harris. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah. It's Pharrell on a Bench. I'm Pharrell with Mafia tonight. The number's 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. So four and change left at Staples in the second, and it's an 11-point net lead over the Lakers. Kuzma's got 12. He's hit two threes in this game. Harden, oh no, another Joe. Another Joe from the corner. Joe Harris is just going off, and Matthews is hurt. Matthews is on the floor, down, and limping horribly. He's limping. He's going to the bench. I got to see what happened. Oh, man, he got nailed. I don't know if that was bone on bone is what that was. I'd have to see it again, but that looked like bone on bone knee. He's in a ton of pain. There you go. Wesley Matthews, he can hit those dagger threes too, and he brings out his bow and arrow. But Joe Harris is absolutely scintillating tonight. I've seen him stroke like three in a row, Mafia. The guy's just going off. You talked about his numbers before. It has been impressive. Right now he's got 13. He's hit four threes in the game. He's 4 of 5 from outside. Harden's got 12, 2, and 7. Kyrie's done nothing. He's got 5, but 4 dimes. And then Kuzma, the 12 spot. LeBron, a 10 spot. 10, 2, and 5 for LeBron. Mafia told me today how excited he was to think of the future when LeBron's documentary comes out on Bronny and Sierra Canyon High School. That'll be a thrill for everyone to watch the high school Bronny movie about his son playing basketball. Do you think that he'll play basketball with his son in the NBA, Moff?
Yeah, I'm sure. One way or another, you know, even if he's not good enough, he'll get him signed just so they can play together. And then after he retires, and then the kid will get released.
You think he'll be the president of the United States one day?
No, I do not. The Rock will be, though.
The Rock will be the president of the United States, but not LeBron James. It's blasphemy.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So Kyrie's got 9. And then now all of a sudden, 62-45. I mean, they're kicking their ass at this point. They got a lot of work to do. The Nets have a long way to go. They certainly looked pretty good in this first half in Los Angeles. Still 2 and change left before the intermission. And Lakers just trying to fight their way back into it. LeBron can't get much going. Shoots a brick. But it looks like Kuzma saves it from going out of bounds, and they keep it. They have not looked really sharp against the Nets tonight. I don't know what just happened. The picture just went out. I don't even know. Did you see that? Did it go out where you are, Mafia? Like right in the middle of the shot.
Yeah, it went
shot,
on my feed.
It went on your feed. So
it's
I think
someone
hit
stood
the three.
From the camera or something.
Or something, because it went black. 62-48 now. When Caruso was shooting that three, it went black. But now they're missing all of a sudden the Nets. After and turning it over. After I saw Harris hitting all those threes, they looked fantastic. And then remember when I said Harden missed the layup and they went down and got the Harold dunk? Since then, they've gotten all kinds of sloppy and started turning it over, started giving up buckets, started not getting rebounds on Laker misses. So it's 62-48. You know, here's a problem with Green trying to stop LeBron, and he does a turnaround fadeaway and buries it. So it's a 12-point game. It went from being a 17-point game to 12 faster than you could spit. This thing will go, you know, it just, it's bound to go to the wire, isn't it? No lead is safe. You know, your big 17-point lead turns into nothing. Now they turn it over again, sham it with a lousy pass that gets picked. Anyway, I thought they're going to give LeBron that call. Did you think that ball went off LeBron? When he lost control of it, and now they're not going to show it because he's getting the call. But I thought that ball, he lost it, and then it rolled off of him, and now he's shooting free throws. Not only did they blow the whistle, that I thought the ball was just out of bounds. They're giving him free throws, too. Jesus. How about a new car, too? I don't know what that was. I have to see it again because all I saw was him losing the ball out of bounds, and I thought it went off of him after he... After he got it stripped, I thought it went back and hit him again. He missed the second free throw. He got his own free throw. What's this call now? Look at them complaining again. They're crying again. They complain about every call, even when it's on them. Like the free throw, they called something. I can't tell because I got no volume. I'm sitting in here doing a show. I can't hear anything. I'm just visually watching it. So I don't know what these bad calls are, but he missed the free throw and they called something. It looked like a line. They jumped over the line or something and waved it off. But they got back within 11. And there's, you know, they still have to shoot. So the Lakers are going to get the last possession after Kyrie bricks on a turnaround in the lane. So. I mean, they had a 17-point lead, 17-point lead, and now the Lakers can get it to single digits. And you know who's got the 10? LeBron with a bucket. That's what happens. You can't stop him. He's like a freight train. He goes right through you. So now you get the Nets with the last shot with a 9-point lead. So 8 points they whacked and chopped off there like with a machete right off the lead. It was 17, and now it's 9. And look at your boy Harden. He finally gets a call. Jesus. The guy goes through there and he gets his every limb taken off his body. And then he finally gets a call after he has 7 broken bones. So there's 1 second left and Harden will go to the line in terms of the first half at Staples. It's pretty good stuff. We're going to talk to Jim Ozarski later this hour about what's wrong with the Bucks. And then I just wanted to check that game in Golden 1, Sacramento. It's been heat for the most part. 57-43 at the half. So they're up 14 and rolling over the Kings. Raptors already beat the Bucks 110-96. And this game now a 10-point game after Harden hit the first. So in terms of what's going on in hockey, right now, Kings, Coyotes, 8 minutes left, tied at 2 in the desert. Wild lead the Ducks, 2-0 on the pond, 11 minutes left in the second. The Penguins beat the Islanders 4-1. And they were up 3-0 in that game over the Islanders. Stopped the Islanders' point streak at 8. They were on fire. They were winning. And then the last time they lost was to the Penguins. And then they turn around, beat everybody else, and then they went to Pittsburgh tonight and lost to the Penguins. Devils 3-2 over the Bruins. How about that? I even said that today on Coast to Coast. The Devils have the Bruins number. So do the Islanders. The Bruins beat everyone else. They own everyone, but they lose to the Islanders and Devils. It's the craziest thing. The Rangers in a shootout tonight beat the Flyers 3-2 now. A win's a win's a win is 2 points, all I know. But didn't Philly play with, like, I think some of the players' wives suited up? They had no one to play. The whole team has COVID. Aren't they supposed to play in Tahoe this weekend at that outdoor classic?
They are. I think they're missing, like, 7 guys.
I mean, honestly, why are they even playing that game? They all have the Honda. It's unbelievable. I can't believe the Rangers beat them tonight, but with no players, I can believe it. Blue Jackets 3-0 over the Predators. The Leafs finally spanked the Senators 7-3. They got to Matt Murray. Capitals 3-1 over the Sabres. And the Blues in overtime. Winners over the Sharks 3-2. Now, I heard that score of that Zag game as Gonzaga covered. Remember they were laying 20 in a hook? They won 87-65. What a drag. I mean, if they would have hit one more bucket, they would have covered by a hook, Mafia. I had 21, and I still lost. Oh, God, I still lost by one, Mafia. What could be worse? I mean, honestly, you try to bet against them, it's like sticking your hand in a wood chipper. How about this one? Rutgers, I gave you the number with the 9. They covered against Michigan, but I would never bet on Rutgers in the state of New Jersey.
They were getting their butt kicked in that game for a while in the second half, too. They must have come back with the backdoor cover.
I know that I would never bet on them or Seton Hall, but all my friends in Vegas will. They're not afraid to bet on anything. I don't know. I don't believe in rules and such. When we started living like freaky beatniks, I don't want to like listen to people tell me where I can bet, honestly. Does that bother you, Mafia?
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
That was actually Mafia right there. When he drinks too much, Gentleman Jack, he starts talking like a hippie. It's the craziest thing. He's stressed out. It's all right. You know, when he's stressed out, he doesn't feel right. I always tell him it's probably best if you just reach into the cupboard and drink some Gentleman's Jack. It's a good idea to, if you're having problems, you're having stress, you're not feeling good, everything's got you down, you're depressed, you're manic, I always tell Mafia to thumb up and drink some whiskey. And it'll all be okay in the morning when you wake up and you smell a little bit on the sofa. You got a little drool on your chin. Later, Jim Ozarski in Brewtown on a bench. Yeah, it's Pharrell. Anyway, I was looking at some of these other games in college basketball, and there's a bunch of them just for the sake of San Diego. What's up, San Diego? 71-60, the Toreros over Santa Clara tonight. Very impressive. Anyway, UCLA beat Arizona by 14. I hit that. I hit the Bruins to win outright. And I think I was laying 1.5. Hit Michigan to win. Rutgers covered the 9. Gonzaga to win, but I had that 21, and they lost by 22. The Zags beat St. Mary's by 22, and I felt like saying, drag. Austin P, 79-57 over Edwardsville. Hit that. I think I got burned on Murray State. I got to look that up. It's very important. Yeah, I got burned on that game. I always know when I lose a bet. Here you go. And Utah disappointed me tonight. Oregon State kicked their ass 74-56. I was like buying into the Utes the last few weeks. And then tonight they just let me down. High disappointment there. Disappointed in those kids. BYU, I told you they'd kick Pacific's ass. 80-52, they did. Belmont, and I hit Jackson State with the 12.5. Jacksonville State covered against Belmont. Remember, Belmont's like, whatever, 19-1, And Jacksonville State, they can score. They lost 63-59 with the double cover. Ohio State by 10 over Penn State, the double cover. Illinois State beat Bradley 88-71 at Bradley. I'm a little surprised about that. Iowa kicked Wisconsin's ass 77-62. Wichita State, I hit that spread over Houston. They beat them outright. At home, 68-63. Shockers. Shocker. Gotta love them. Win by five. Cover the spread. Everybody's happy. They're underway. Stanford and Washington up in Seattle. 6-2 Cardinal early on. Washington State doubling up Cal. 46-26 right before the half in Pullman. It's a beautiful place to go for a long walk. In the woods, just to get some me time in. San Diego State is pelting Fresno 44-26. They were laying 13 or 14 on the road. I was like, do it. 15 minutes left. Aztecas. And then Rado, 5-4 on the Ducks in Eugene. 5 minutes in, they're underway. The Ducks and the Buffs. My boy Tab Boyle, what up, kid? Up there in Boulder, rocking things. They had a good program going there now. What do you think, Mafia? Anything tonight that shocked you in college basketball? Or, you know, was it Rutgers? I mean, was it Ohio State? Was it Iowa? Was it Wichita? What got your eye tonight?
I mean, there wasn't really anything to me that stood out outside the... I mean, Wichita over Houston, I think, is a good win for them, but it's not too shocking because Houston's had their issues, you know, with the COVID situation. They've had to shut down a couple times now. They've had elongated shutdown. It wasn't even like, you know, some of these schools where it's like a week or two. I think it's been multiple shutdowns for them, like back-to-back. So them coming out here a little stale against Wichita State is a good team. Isn't that surprising to me? You know, it's an upset, but not a huge one given what's going on. I mean, Iowa's just better than Wisconsin. Penn State has had a rough season all year, so Ohio State should have beat them. They probably should have beat them by more than 10. And then, I mean, I guess Rutgers coming back and covering against Michigan because they were down 13-14 when I was watching before I switched over to the NBA. Michigan's just a better team. Rutgers started off hot. They looked great. And then since they've gotten to the Big Ten, it's been up and down for them. Much better, obviously, at the rack than they are on the road. So going to Michigan was not a game they should have won.
So the Heat are underway at Sacramento, 70-49. They're kicking the Kings' ass at Golden 1. I got to at least look at that box to see who's lighting it up. Olenek has 14-6. Adebayo, 10-8. Nunn, 16 points. Tyler Hero, sandwich, 14. He's 7-9 from the floor, only 0-1 from downtown. I've talked at great length about how they're just not the same without the Dragon Dragic in the lineup. At least I don't think they are. Tonight, Butler has 9, 6, and 8. I just think when they rely on him too much to do everything at both ends of the floor, they look different than when he's got, in my view, more energy, more space, more time when Dragic has the ball. And when Dragic brings the rock up and has the offense at his hand off the dribble, and the way he gets to the 10 and the shots that he puts in and the circus shots he throws in, that guy's got fantastic touch around the rock and in the paint and down low, you know. At the 10, he can put it off the glass with kisses. He'd switch hands. He could do everything. And without him in the lineup, I think that Buckets has to do twice as much. He's got the ball twice as much. You know, sometimes I think he's better coming off the ball and away from the ball and you know, off screens. And when he gets space, he's lethal. He's not a guy that really, in my view, pulls up from three that often. He really doesn't. I think he's a guy that comes off of screens with some space and then drives. He gets that step on you, and your toast, or he, you know, shakes you and bakes you and gets rid of you with a step back or whatever. He knows how to find buckets too in the lane. He goes right down and self parks. He doesn't mess around with valet. He goes in and does it himself. He's bouncing off bodies to get to the glass and get the buckets. He's got nice touch too, and he's got Jimmy on the ball. He can slide it off the window and put it in all kinds of ways. I just think he's better with Dragon in the lineup. I really do. I don't think they look like the same team. Everybody's like, they suck. They've hit a wall. They're disappointing. These are the same guys that even, you know, that went to the finals, even with Iggy and everything else. Iggy's washed. I mean, he's just riding them for that coin now. He's got that money coming in off of that deal to play down there for 2 years, whatever it was. So he's got two tonight. He does nothing anymore. It's like end of the road for him. I'm not tripping either, am I? I don't think I am. So it's like, you know, Robinson, Hero, Nunn, Adebayo, Butler, Olenek. That's, and I like the kid, Precious Achiuwa. I do like him. He's not doing anything tonight, but I've seen him in there playing and getting a lot of rebounds, banging, going after offensive tips. He's a good rookie. I like that kid. I think he's got a future with that team. They'll turn him into something. I think Spoelstra will do a good job with him, making him a better player. He's already got talent. It's written all over him. But he's just like a diamond. He needs to be refined. He needs to be worked on. But I think he can have a sick game. And really, tonight I was noticing why they were kicking the Kings' ass. It's because Fox and Hield are taking the night off. They both have 5 points. Fox, 2 of 6. Hield, 2 of 10 from the floor. And then they got the big 7-footer Whiteside. He's worthless, too. He's got 5 points. Like, these guys are taking the night off. I mean, it's funny, too, because Miami's not playing well. So you were in a position to take advantage of that. But like everybody else did, the Warriors caught him sleeping last night with a big lead and came back on him and beat him. So they're underway now at Staples in the second half. And they're trying to build on this lead they have. But they just missed a Harris bunny at the rim. Another layup that they miss. I've seen Brown miss them. I've seen Harris miss layups now. And I even seen Harden miss a layup in this game. Little bunnies, little two-footers they can't stick in. It's unbelievable. So they're up 64-53 early, a minute into the third in L.A. It's the game of the night. Brooklyn on their West Coast trip, hanging out with the champion Lakers in Lipstick City at Staples. Harden putting on a show. Kyrie dealing. It's all happening here. Oh, your boy. Look at him finding Harris in the corner. Yes! From downtown. Harris has been nailing. I think he's got 5 threes at least. It's unbelievable. They just, it's stunning to me that no one guards him. You just leave this guy standing alone and he just jacks threes. He's shooting 50% from three. The guy's absolutely left untouched. He's got so much space, the guy could cook dinner. Seriously. He has five. Like, he had four before, and then he just hit another one, so he's got five. But he's 5 of 6. He's lighting it up. They don't even guard him. Harden passes it to him like he's laughing. Like, no one's going to guard this guy? All right, watch this. And then he nails it. Jim Ozarski will join us next from Milwaukee to talk about the Bucks' problems. They lost again tonight. Toronto kicked their ass in Milwaukee. It's Pharrell on a bench.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so I lost you there for a minute, Mafia. I thought I was going to sink. I thought I was going to drown right there without you. No life vest for Pharrell. Man overboard. Do we have our boy Jim in Brewtown with us? All right, Jim Mozarski's with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I can't keep track of this guy. He's so popular. He was in Cincinnati, and then he's in Milwaukee. He's like the main guy. He's got the big article. Everybody reads his stuff, and then he's like moving around, sneaking around on me in the middle of the night. Nobody even sees him leave. He's like Art Modell. He leaves in the middle of the night and moves to Milwaukee. How's it going, buddy?
Things are good. Things are good. And, you know, the Mafia always does find me. So you can count on that.
Right. That's crazy. So tell me how that worked out for you. Like, how did that all come about? Like, I don't think you've told me the story, have you?
Yeah, well, it's so I've been based in Milwaukee for a while. Cincinnati was a little bit of a detour. I loved being there, and then a chance to cover the Packers came up with the Journal Sentinel, so I had to jump on that. And then, you know, after covering an MVP season, I said, "Oh, hey, why not go check out the other MVP in town?" No, just some, you know, inner workings of the Journal Sentinel and the position open. I covered the NBA, man, back in 12, 13, 14. So I've got a little bit of experience with Giannis and this organization and the game. So it was just, it was good to switch it up, you know, try to keep, as you know, look, if you can get your toes and your fingers in different things and keep it moving, man, that's always good.
That's, also survival. I think it's great. And I think it's cool. I think I do remember at some point or another, you were going to, do this. The more I think about it, I just don't know if I've had you on this network to talk about it. I knew I had you on CBS talking about it maybe at the time that it happened. So let me ask you, did you enjoy covering that Packer season until that title game?
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, I actually switched from, let's see, the Packers were 7-2, 7-3. Right when the NBA decided to start. I mean, that's kind of the thing to remember is they decided, hey, we're going to push the pedal down and start this season early. So, yeah, I switched after about 8, 9, 10 weeks. The NFL season jumped right in. Then I was on Giannis Antetokounmpo Supermax watch. You know, I went from one MVP to another if he would stay or not, which was obviously the biggest story in the NBA this offseason. So, yeah, it has been a wild ride these last few months.
So when you saw them give this guy all that money and now you know he's committed to staying there, whether he likes it or not, seems like he likes it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. I think he likes playing there. Boy, he's had to learn the hard way, though, playing for that franchise. They haven't had much luck in the postseason.
No, they haven't. And I mean, the first thing, yes, if Milwaukee suits his personality, he's a family-based guy. He's been that way since, you know, coming over from Greece, you know, back in when he was drafted. So the idea that he can kind of walk around Milwaukee, you know, be here and no one really bothers him. He can go get a burger after a game. You know, it's just he's that kind of superstar, if you will. But now, yes, in terms of the postseason, I mean, look, they just lost their fifth straight game tonight, and right. They're going through a really bad growing pain. But it was set up this way to get further in the postseason. John Horst, the general manager, had to retool, reshape this whole roster because they couldn't get to the NBA Finals. So he's in. You're right. I mean, he bought in. He re-upped. He is with it. And tonight we just talked to him right before I got on the phone with you. He says he's not frustrated. He says this is part of it. It's not fun, but he knows there's a bigger goal in mind. And obviously it's kind of a hurry you up and wait till, you know, end of May for that.
Well, you know, he still had a double-double tonight, 23-12. I think he's, you know, automatic every night to produce those type of numbers. Just with his ability and his size, his length, his speed, his quickness off the dribble, and he just owns guys. Like, There's no doubt that he's a force to be reckoned with watching him play. Like, I watched the game tonight. I have to say, though, Jim, that I think that they looked horrible tonight. And I don't understand. They won three in a row, then they lose five in a row. And I said at one point on the show, I'm like, they seem like to me that it's as if they don't even, like the other night he said, it's not the end of the world. We lost four in a row. Then tonight, five in a row, he's not worried. He's not this, he's not that, because I don't think they care anymore about having the best record, the best team, winning the division, and all this other stuff, because it got them nothing before. And I think now they're just like, okay, let's work on our team, work on everything, our rotations, our defense, ball movement, and, you know, chemistry, and get it right for the playoffs, because they play like a team, in my opinion, that just goes through the motions now.
Well, you're right in the sense that it is about the long-term goal. I think if they were to make the Eastern Conference playoffs as the three seed with whatever record that is, but they go to the finals, they don't care, right? And nobody in Milwaukee is going to care. Now, I don't think they're going through the motions. I think really the Jrue Holiday absence. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that they've lost four of the five, every game they've lost right now. He hasn't been here with the health and safety protocols. And look, you know this. When these NBA teams go top heavy and they create these big threes, well, what does that mean? It means maybe that depth isn't as good, right? Or those role players, you know, if they're being asked to do more than they can, maybe they're not the kind of guys that can do that. And they're missing Holiday. I mean, they finally started to catch a rhythm. You mentioned the win streak. They were 16-8. Number one offense. They got the defense back into the top 10. It was starting to look good. And then Holiday goes into health and safety protocol. And they've hit the skids offensively, defensively. And they're trying to build stuff around Holiday to a degree, especially defensively, Scott. And I just, with him not there, you're seeing the effects of that. And who knows when he'll be back. I mean, the health and safety stuff is, you know, that's always kind of a mystery. Right. You hope the best for him. I don't think they're going through the motions, but it may look like that because I think they're kind of lost because they started to find a rhythm and then it was taken away, right? And now they're trying to figure it out again.
You know, I got to say, though, I took the Raptors tonight in seven because that team is annoying and they just keep coming at you for 48 minutes. And then they got a bunch of guys that can really, you know, put the ball in a hole. And I took them to cover. I still thought the Bucks were going to win the game. And the reason why I think that they seem like they're going through the motions, like it's no big deal to them that they've lost five in a row. They're even saying stuff like that. Is that when I go back to the game that they played with the Nets, the 125-123 game, do you remember? And the Nets beat them by a bucket. That was the best game of the season in the NBA. That was the best game. Not even the Nets beating the Suns the other night in Phoenix was as close as that Bucks-Nets game. So my question is, since then, it's like nothing has mattered to them, if you ask me. And then... But that was the game that really I want to see. Do you think that the Bucks could beat the Nets in a seven-game series?
Oh, wow. I mean, I have to go with what I've seen, and that was the Nets without Kyrie.
That's right.
As well. And so right now, no, I have to go with what I've seen. What I've seen is the Bucks do play up to their competition, they're other than Utah. And I think right now Utah is just, they're blowing everybody out of the water. So I don't know if losing twice to the Jazz is a bad thing, but they, you know, Boston went down to the wire. You're right. Brooklyn down to the wire, Phoenix down to the, like, so they play up. I mean, these are good players when Holiday is there. But no, I think Brooklyn I think they're better than Philadelphia too, when they're all healthy. Now, I guess that'll be the thing, right?
Me too.
You know, if those guys can go, but let's assume they all can. I mean, I think it goes seven though. I mean, I think the Bucks know how to defend and they can get shots and you're right. It went down to the buzzer and look, you know, I think it goes seven. I mean, look, Chris Middleton got a great look in that corner three. It rattled in and out. right? If that goes in, they win.
Right.
And it's a different conversation. It's one possession. So, yeah, I do think Brooklyn would get that series at this point. But I think if Holiday's back, the Bucks should be in it.
Right. I think, you know, honestly, people have said to me that they think, you know, like Philly and then Boston and then but the team that I think has proven that they can do damage and win is we already know Brooklyn's going to be one of the teams, and then I think it's the Bucks. And I've said a number of times, I said I think they actually might play better defense than the Nets in essence overall, because I don't think the Nets play defense. I think they just outscore everybody and beat you and just keep running it down your throat and just keep scoring and hitting threes and alley-oop dunks and beautiful runners and floaters and baseline turnarounds. They're sickening. They can't be stopped, but they can't stop anybody. But I think the Bucks could actually, because they've been in a lot of these, you know, series, that they could actually turn it into more of a war than the Nets want because of defense. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think so. No. And that's, look, again, we're going to assume health. You've got Brooke Lopez is an all-defensive player. So is Giannis. So is Drew Holiday. And the thing is Milwaukee's so interesting because Chris Middleton, I don't know. These last couple of games have not been great, but he should be an all-star for a third straight year. Drew Holiday was an all-star once, but they're not.
Right. They can light it up.
All-stars. They can play. They're just not, yeah. You know, it's like Giannis signing here for 5 years. So, no, you're not crazy. I think they can play defense and get a stop and make it hard. And yes, James Harden is great at the step-back three, but sometimes those aren't as easy if it's two steps further back from where you want it to be, or that Kevin Durant contested 20-footer. I mean, you're right. I do think the Bucks can D it up. I think that's just what they want to get to. And right now, you know, it's not looking great as they're trying to work to that.
Yeah, I mean, now they got to turn around and play tomorrow night. We'll see how they do. Jim, it's great catching up. I'm glad you've had so much fun with the Packers and the Bucks and the Journal Sentinel. That's great. It's been snowing here so much, as you know, in Milwaukee and the cold weather. It snows and ice storms and blizzards and 50 feet of snow. I don't even know anymore what day it is or where you've been or how you've been. I'm just glad we caught up tonight. It's good talking to you, man.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to pour a Milwaukee old fashioned when we get home, man. You're right. Cause you got to warm up.
go have a drink.
And,
there he is.
But no, it's been good.
My man, good talking to you. Jim Ozarski. Well, all right. Life. The Nets are beating the Lakers' ass right now. Still a long way to go. 2.5 left in the third. 87-67. Gasol off the stripe, though, for Lipstick City. Lakers down 20. Bottom line, now 19. Bottom line, when you look at this game, Harris 5 of 6 from downtown. Harden 3 of 5 from downtown. Harden's got 21, 2 boards, 10 dimes, the double-double. Harris, 16 spot with those 5 threes. Kyrie, 12, 5, and 4. He's 0 for from downtown. TLC, a 15 spot. 5 three-pointers for TLC. How about this guy coming in and jacking threes, 5 of 7, and putting up a 15 spot? Little dabble, do you? On the other side, LeBron, 25, 4, and 6. We have footage. Frank Vogel getting on the Lakers during a timeout. This is extraordinary footage.
You keep playing this way, you won't beat anybody who's even good, let alone great.
There were some people that thought he sounded like Kurt Russell there, but that was clearly Frank Vogel. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid and on Sirius 204, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Great job, Mafia. Sports Rage is next. Enjoy the rest of the Nets kicking the Lakers' ass. I hope they don't come back. Screw you, Southern Cali. Come on, Nets, get some of that Brooklyn!